Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, my name is Eric. I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Leslie, and her phone number is 470-446-9066. She is on the other line. Can I transfer her?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I'm going to connect you with her.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Ms. Leslie. Again, my name is Denise on a recorded line. He said your phone number was 470-446-9066. Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then he said your first name was Leslie. Is that L-E-S-L-E-Y?
L-E-S-L-I-E.
Okay, and then last name, please?
A-Y-O.
Okay, perfect. Let me just enter this information into my system here.
And I just want to say my phone is on the red, so if it disconnects, call me back in a couple of minutes so I'll throw it on a charger.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for letting me know. I do appreciate that for sure. So let's go through the questions here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Do you have an attorney?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the past 20 years?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer products?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
It was ovarian cancer, stage 1.
Ovarian?
Yes.
And did you mention something else? You said stage 1?
Yeah, stage 1 ovarian cancer.
Okay, got it. Again, I'm so sorry to hear that you went through that. Are you feeling better presently?
I mean, better than I was.
Yeah, one day at a time, right?
Yes.
And Ms. Leslie, was there any type of like subtype, like a clear cell carcinoma, as an example?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was clear cell.
Clear cell. Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then we're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And then when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
It was earlier this year, I believe around March. Let me look at my health record real quick, pull up my calendar.
Mm-hmm. We could put March of 2024. If you find the actual date, that's good. That's helpful. But if you don't, we can narrow it down. Like we can do a guesstimate, like either early March, middle, or end.
February of 2024, when I was diagnosed, February 12th.
Okay, February 12th of 2024, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then can I get your diagnosing doctor's name? And then we could do a Google search. I just need the first name, last name.
It was Dr. Edwin Bello, B-E-L-L-O.
Oh, got it. Okay. What state?
It was Georgia.
Georgia. Okay. Thank you for that. Let's see. I did find an Edwin Bello, MD, and it's coming up with an address of 7823 Spivey Station Boulevard, Suite 100. Is that correct?
My records say 1255 Highway 54, West Fayetteville, Georgia.
1255 Highway
1255 Highway 54, West Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214.
Okay.
And it was at Piedmont Hospital. But I know these doctors move around. So.
I know, yeah. That's what I've come across, like different locations, different addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what came up on my end was 1279 Highway 54 West, Suite 220, Fayetteville, Georgia.
Sounds like it's the same area.
Yeah, so I'm going to enter that information into the system here. And then the phone number that came up on him is 770-991-2200, unless you have another one.
Nope, that is the number.
Okay. Let me enter his name. Okay, perfect. Let's see. Okay. And then, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, usually around seven times a year.
Several times a year? And that was my next question. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Seven times a year.
Did you say seven or several?
Seven.
Oh, seven. Oh, got it. Okay. Seven times per year. Okay. Thank you. And then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And can I get your date of birth, please?
March 8, 1976.
Okay. March 8, 1976. Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Breast cancer or what?
Or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you have any friends or family, loved ones that were able to assist as well that were injured by the hair relaxers?
Not that I know of.
Okay, no problem. And then what state did you use hair relaxer? Was that in Georgia?
Yes, Georgia.
Okay. And when did you start using hair relaxers?
I started using it around March 2010.
Okay. So March 2010. Would it be safe to say like early March, middle, or end?
Probably early.
Okay, so 3:10?
Yeah, that'll be fine because I would have had it done right before my birthday. I had to have the hair done tonight.
Okay, got it. Okay, so right before your birthday.
Yes.
So then your birthday is 3:08, right before your birthday. Maybe like 3:05 then. We'll put 3:05.
Yeah, somewhere in there between the 3rd and the 5th.
Okay. And again, we don't have to be exact as long as we have like the correct year and around the month that you think you started. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer products?
It was in January of this year, 2024.
2024 of this year. Okay, January. We do have to put an actual date. Would it be safe to say 1/5 of this year?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then how often did you use the products? Was it weekly, monthly?
It was seven times a year. So I don't know. Let's see. 7 divided by 12. That would be maybe.
Let me do the math here. 7 divided by 12.
Maybe every two and a half. month, something like that.
Okay, let me see. So 7 times a year. So I guess, yeah, we'll put, I'll write it in the notes as well. Okay. And then how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer products? I know you mentioned 2010 until 2024. So
yeah.
Was that consecutive?
Yeah, consecutive, yes,
so
unfortunately.
14, yeah, 14 consecutive years?
Yes.
Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Okay. And if the hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Would have been any drugstore, Walmart, Family Dollar, General Dollar, wherever they sold it at.
Walmart, General Dollar, Family Dollar. Okay.
Or CVS.
CVS. Okay. And then when the process was done professionally, what salon?
It probably was maybe Angels would have been one of them.
Angels, was it like Angels Beauty Supply or Angel Salon?
Yeah, like Angel Salon.
In Georgia? Okay.
Yeah.
I did find a Charlie's Angels Hair Salon. No?
No,
College
it wasn't
Park.
Charlie's
Okay. Let me see. I also found Angels Hair Salon in Marietta, Georgia.
Would have been in Stockbridge. I don't know if they're still in business or not.
Did you say it would have been a what? I'm sorry?
In Stockbridge, Georgia.
Oh, Stockbridge. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still in business or not.
Yeah, I didn't find anything. But for now, what I'll do is I'll put Angels Hair Salon, Georgia. Okay. And you said it was Stockbridge, correct?
Stockbridge. Yeah, that would only been one or two times because mostly it was at home.
Mostly at home. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. I'll just put I'll put that in the notes as well. Okay. And then which brand name products did you use?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Okay. Any other, or it was just Dark and Lovely?
Dark and Lovely.
Okay. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
I was first diagnosed in February of 2024. And that was because I was noticing different things going on, and I went to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was also in the beginning of February when I was tested.
Yeah, I know this question can be a little confusing. I could ask it a different way. Did you use a product regularly for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I know these questions sound a bit redundant. I'm just required to ask them. So thank you for your patience through them. And then what type of treatment did you receive, Miss Leslie, for your ovarian cancer?
Okay, I had chemotherapy. I had a partial hysterectomy, which they removed my right ovary.
Removed right ovary. Okay.
Yes.
Wow, you went through a lot. I'm happy to hear that you're here with us. You're alive, you're breathing. And it sounds like, you know, you're gradually getting better. Thank goodness for that. So chemotherapy, partial hysterectomy, removed right ovary, and then treatment mm-hmm. date. When did they start treatment? I know you were diagnosed 2/12/24. You know, this February. What? So when did you start treatment?
They started treatment pretty much right away. I think that's what saved me, and I started around February 21st.
Oh, wow. Good thing, right? Like you said, that's what saved you. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you got your treatment right away. And then as far as your treating doctor, I know earlier we determined Edwin Bello was your diagnosing doctor. Who was your treating doctor?
Let's see. He pretty much did everything. You know, he facilitated everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dr. Edwin Bello, was he also your treating doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. We'll include that. The same information in this section then.
Okay.
And then phone number. Okay, so we have that section filled out. And can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Email.
Marital status?
Single, divorced.
Okay. And then let me just enter your first name, last name in this section here, Leslie. And then last name, A as in apple, Y-O?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
A.
A as in apple?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, Ms. Leslie, we do require a social security in order for the law firm to match your medical records. They will do an identity verification. So this is for your protection. So whenever you're ready, I can type it in.
It's 433-291758.
433-291758?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get an email address, please?
It's H as in Henry, G as in Gary, K as in Kelly, P as in Peter, E as in Elephant, T as in Thomas, S as in Samuel. So it's hgkpets@yahoo.com.
Perfect. Thank you for spelling that out. That's helpful. Let me enter that in here. And then I do have a phone number. Actually, let me change the phone number. It looks like the person who transferred you showed up on there, but I just changed it to 470-446-9066. And this is a
mm-hmm.
mobile number, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then contact preference for the law firm to know. Would you prefer phone call, text message, or an email?
Text or phone call.
And I'm sure the initial will be a phone call, but I guess they just like to know what you prefer from that point on. And then as far as the best time of the day to contact you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
I would say mid-morning or afternoon.
Okay. And can I get your home address, please?
7893 Wilkerson Lane, Palmetto, Georgia, 30268. An email is fine to be contacted off.
Oh, okay. And I did find a 7893 Wilkerson Lane, Palmetto, Georgia. And then 30268 zip code?
Yes.
Okay. And you said email's fine as well?
Yes.
Okay. It only allows me to pick one, so I can pick email if you like.
I'll text is fine.
Okay. No worries. So I do have your address. Now, is there a unit number or apartment number?
No.
Okay. And then, Miss Leslie, and they'll go over everything with you as far as your medical records, but I am required to ask, do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't.
Okay, no problem. So they do exist. They are at the hospital, correct, or at your doctor's facility?
Yes.
And because it's rather recent, 2024. So should the law firm request for you to provide them, would you be able to provide them through mail, electronically, or both?
Yes.
Okay. And again, they'll definitely discuss all this with you as far as your medical records. And we also request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. So this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Live with me.
Okay. And can I get the first name?
It's Brett, B-R-E-T-T.
Okay. And then last name?
Yates, Y-A-T-E-S.
Perfect. And then phone number?
562-362-1996.
562-362-1996?
Yes.
A relationship?
Long-time boyfriend.
Okay. So I did include his information in there. Thank you for everything that you provided. It looks like we have completed everything. I'm going to review everything with you one last time to make sure there are no typos. If something jumps out at you, it doesn't sound right, please stop me so I can correct it. And then when you have the DocuSign, there'll be no typos, okay?
Okay.
So I'll review everything quickly here. First and foremost, you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. And you have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Clear cell carcinoma is a subtype. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. Date of diagnosis, February 12th of 2024. Let me keep scrolling down here. You were using the hair relaxer product 7 times per year prior to your diagnosis. And then I have a date of birth of 3/8/1976. You started using the hair relaxer products 3/5/2010. You stopped using the hair relaxer products 1/5/2024. You were using the hair relaxer products in Georgia. You were using them for 14 consecutive years, both at home and at the salon, but mostly at home. Dark and Lovely is the brand. As far as your treatment for the ovarian stage 1, chemotherapy, partial hysterectomy, and you mentioned they removed the right ovary. treatment date 2/21 of 2024. I have your name as Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, middle initial A as an apple, last name A-Y-O. I have a social security 433-291758. I have an email, hgkpets@yahoo.com. Phone number, 470-446-9066. This is a cell phone number. And then I have an address of 7893 Wilkerson Lane, Palmetto, Georgia. No apartment or unit number, 30268 zip code. Does that all sound accurate? Okay. And then I have your emergency contact and the doctor's information as well. So what will happen now, I will be sending you a DocuSign through your email. Once you receive it, please confirm. And then I'll stand by in case you need assistance with signing, but it's rather simple. It just prompts you on where to sign and where to initial. But again, okay. If you need any help, I'll be right here, okay? So just let me know.
Okay, I see it just came through.
Perfect. And meanwhile, I'm composing a text message that you'll be receiving once we hang up. So just, I'll be right here in case you need me, okay, Ms. Leslie?
Okay. Okay, it's done.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to check really quickly on my end to make sure that everything looks good before we get off the phone. Perfect. Everything looks great. You did a great job. Thank you again for your patience through it all. I will be sending you a text message with my direct line in case you have any questions. If anything comes up, you're more than welcome to text me or call me. I'll also be sending you the law firm's information. I always say give them about a week for them to reach out. If you don't hear from them within a week, you're more than welcome to contact them directly. Give them your name and number, and they can look you up and give you status on your case. Okay?
That's good.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time again, and I wish nothing but the best for you, Miss Leslie. Happy holidays to you and your family, okay?
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.